From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama met with small business owners in Maryland today, and afterwards he called on Congress to act quickly on measures designed to boost small business hiring. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
The president's jobs push came on a day the Labor Department reported another 20,000 jobs were lost in January. Revised figures show there are nearly 8.5 million fewer people working today than when the recession began just over 2 years ago. President Obama says the government alone can't fill that hole, but it can take steps to encourage business hiring. He wants to use bank bailout money to provide more credit for small businesses, and he's called for a $5,000 tax break for companies for each additional worker they hire.
What I hope, what I strongly urge, is that we work quickly and we work together to get this done.
Mr. Obama meets on Tuesday with top lawmakers from both parties to discuss jobs legislation. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
On Wall Street, the stock market remained volatile at week's end. After briefly tumbling on the latest jobs report, the market stabilized somewhat after European policymakers moved to reassure the markets about the stability of the 16-nation currency bloc, and Portugal backed a law that may take its large debt even higher. Jonathan Corpina is a senior partner at Meridian Equity Partners. He says the market has been largely news-driven lately.
We've had global headlines, whether they're coming out of China, Dubai, Europe. Anytime we hear the word credit crisis, we had it in our backyard, and now we're seeing it more on a global sense. That's dictating, and that's clearly affecting our markets.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 10 points to end the week at 10,012. The NASDAQ gained 15 points. The S&P 500 rose 3 points. Every one of President Obama's nominees for judicial and administration posts is being blocked by an Alabama Republican senator, according to the Senate Democratic Leader's Office. The blanket hold by Senator Richard Shelby ties up 70 of the president's pending nominations. More from NPR's David Wilna.
Any senator can put a hold on a nominee, but Senate Democratic leaders say Alabama Republican Richard Shelby has gone too far by putting holds on every one of President Obama's nominees who require Senate confirmation. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said Shelby's blanket hold, quote, boggles the mind.
If that's not the poster child for how this town needs to change the way it works, I fear there won't be a greater example of silliness throughout the entire year of 2010.
A spokesman for Shelby said he's put holds on several nominees. He cited concerns Shelby has about a Pentagon air tanker bidding process involving a home state firm and the Obama administration's refusal to release funds Shelby had earmarked for building an explosive device analysis center in Alabama. David Wilna, NPR News, the Capitol.
Crude oil futures prices fell $1.95 a barrel to end the week at $71.19 a barrel in New York. This is NPR. Los Angeles County prosecutors are expected to file criminal charges in connection with the death of Michael Jackson, including charges of involuntary manslaughter against the singer's personal doctor. The district attorney's office did not release details, but said the charges will be officially released on Monday. The announcement came just hours before Jackson's personal physician and his two lawyers were scheduled to show up at a courthouse in an apparent effort to avoid a public arrest and handcuffing. It's expected that Texas cardiologist Dr. Conrad Murray will be charged with involuntary manslaughter for administering powerful drugs to Jackson in the hours before his death. Washington area airports are up and running right now, but there's already a rash of cancellations in the air and on the rails as the region braces for record snowfall. More from NPR's Allison Keyes.
Snow is falling thick and fast in Washington, D.C., and Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority spokeswoman Tara Hamilton says both Reagan National and Dulles airports will be focused on snow removal tonight and tomorrow.
The airlines, in a proactive measure, have canceled many of their flights for this afternoon, this evening, and then into Saturday.
She says that hopefully means passengers won't be streaming into the airports for flights that can't operate, though the terminals will remain open. Some airlines, including United, have posted messages on their websites telling East Coast travelers in states including Maryland and New York that standard fees to change their flights are waived for this weekend. Amtrak canceled all but one southbound Northeast regional train for today, and many trains in that region are canceled or running reduced routes for tomorrow as well. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
National Weather Service is calling the storm extremely dangerous. Forecasters now say there are blizzard warnings up for much of the Washington metropolitan area for this evening. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.